I started to move, in that furtive, zigzagging way I used to use back on the marina. Find cover, check to make sure no one is watching, spot your next hiding place, move quickly to it. It's not the fastest way to get from place to place, but you're a lot less likely to be shot along the way. If there are people who might want to shoot you, that is. I started to feel a bit silly about that as I went, because even though I kept hearing voices and catching glimpses of movement, I didn't really have any evidence that there was anything dangerous to me in the Hennington Fairgrounds. All I had was the fact that the mayor was connected with True Knowledge Property, owner of no property except an abandoned building, which just happened to be the location of Father's chosen dead drop. That and the huge purple bruises that now covered most of torso. I finally got to where I could see the Ferris wheel, and from there it was only a matter of time before I located the castle turret. There was a man standing in front of it. He wore black khaki pants and a black polo shirt, and his hair was cropped short like he was in the military. He had a pair of shades on, giving him that slightly alien and distanced look beloved of tough guys everywhere. He was smoking a cigarette and leaning on the wall of the castle, and there was a sign above his head that said, "Knights and Dragons. Which one will you be?" When he threw the cigarette down and walked away, I made my final dash for cover. There was no door on the turret, just a doorway with a staircase beyond it. I went on through and moved as quickly and quietly as I could up to the top of the structure. When I peered outside, I got the picture I'd been waiting for. And that was when I realized just how much danger I was in. I saw the mayor's car parked down near the entrance just outside the gates. I saw the mayor himself talking animatedly to a large man who could quite easily have been the guy who threw me off the staircase the night before. And I saw 10 or 12 gunmen, all dressed in identical uniforms of black khaki pants and black polo shirts and black shades. They all had Armalite rifles, and they were all running back and forth on different errands. One of them was running toward the mayor, pointing back in my general direction and yelling something. They knew I was here.